Theater Thoughts by Michael Betancourt. In his seminal book, Arguments for a Theater, in a chapter titled 49 Asides for a Tragic Theater, Howard Barker notes two things about musicals. First, the authoritarian art form is the musical, and second, when you emerge from the musical, you are anyone's fool. How right he is. Was there ever an art form that short-circuited logic and made conformist morals and politics palatable than musical theater? What I think Barker is getting at is that musicals work the way Aldous Huxley's Feelies worked in Brave New World. They mute the cultural and moral violence at large in the society by employing magical thinking to make us forget where we really are and by numbing us with the novocaine of spectacle. They flatten story material and characterizations by using well-worn tropes, rhythms, and psychologies to fit the work into the constraints of time, space, and audience attention. They have to move forward at all times like sharks through water, which gives the audience no time to ponder, review, disagree, disapprove. The audience is only invited to obediently take in what others have decided to give them. These tactics, obedience, spectacle, flat portrayals, tested narrative forms, standardized psychologies, a gesture toward uplift, escape from reality, are also the elements that authoritarian rulers use to maintain power. There is not that much distance between Mary Poppins and our presidential election campaigns. I do not mean to tar all musicals with this brush. Sondheim's output shows a man trying to make the form do something different, and people like Rinda Eckert in And God Created Great Whales, or even Laurie Anderson, use music in theatrical ways to delve in divine. But why musicals succeed so well in our culture, crowding out other forms of theater, bears some mulling over, at least during intermission while one sips the overpriced wine from the plastic cup, or contemplates the pink ping-pong ball from Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. You can find more Theater Thoughts at www.m-betancourt.com. Ciao!